it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Woody. Scott Zolak, Patriots radio analyst, former NFL quarterback, and got a hot show, 98.5, the Sports Hub, from 10 to 2 a.m. in Boston. Scott, thanks, man. It's been a while. How you doing, bud?
Hey, it's good to talk to you guys. What's up, Joe? Hi, Kim. How we doing?
Good, good.
We've done better. Let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
You saw that crap show, or at least heard about it. It was terrible. I mean, it's the worst thing we've seen.
About it.
You just happen to hear a little something about it.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, so we're looking at you guys now and kind of wondering, you guys kind of the darlings of the off season, spent a lot of money, high draft pick, got a new tackle. How'd they look overall for the first week for you, Scott?
Who are you talking? The team in general?
Yeah, just in general.
They look sluggish. I don't want to say boring. I don't want to say hesitant, but you know they did make plays throughout the course of the game. You know the guys who went and got. I thought Spillane had some good pressures. Milton Williams, all those guys in the middle, and especially Landry off the edge. I think he had 2.5 sacks. But you guys know how fast Tua gets rid of the ball. It's going to be a matter of trying to cover these guys up, which we've really never done in what the last 3 years. I think Tua's what 7-0 against us.
Yeah, he's got. So, he's won a bunch. Yeah.
I'm not going to say it, but I'm going to say it.
What?
You're not coming off of his best game.
No, he's not. No.
Yeah. But it's weird too. Like you look at the Miami roster. You guys lost a lot of good players. You know, get rid of Ramsey, bring in Fitzpatrick back. Rip Van Winkle off the edge there. You guys could use him.
Yep.
He was a good pressure guy. He was a good linebacker. It just seems like he lost some core pieces. And, the talk around the league and from people up here is that not that the coach lost the team, but I think a lot of people thought at some point it was going to come unraveled for him.
Yeah, well, we're wondering now going into week two. It's funny you said that because, yeah, that's what the fan base, which is about as salty as we can remember, and they should be. That thing was pathetic.
Yeah.
So, hey, Drake May, year two. I thought he was really good considering he had nothing with him down here last year. I thought he was really, really good. How's he looking year two here now?
Well, I mean, it's only one game. It's Josh McDaniels' offense. You guys remember that from the Brady era.
Yeah.
He's got a lot on his plate. You know, that's a big talk of it up here. He just turned 23. The kid really should just be a rookie. But the experience last year, people was like, oh, he played scared on Sunday. I'm like, he did not. You know, he played 10 games last year. He's not afraid. I think he's not pulling the string. You know, I mean, he's not letting it go. As a quarterback, you got to believe it. You got to see it. You got to let it go. I think he's hesitating right now. And he was a great quarterback, but he had really good stats. You know, Drake's got to find a way to win games, and that'll get him going.
So you got, you know, you kind of reshuffled your offensive line. You brought in some new players.
Yeah.
How much is that going to take him to feel comfortable in being able to stand back there if he needs to be back there, you know, the tick or two to get the ball out? How long do you think it's going to get him to feel comfortable in that situation?
Well, it's depending on what they're telling him. I think they want him to be a thrower first, runner second. He had really good wheels, man. I think he paused at times in this game, or maybe he could have took off and he was trying to wait, get the throw in. It's just that whole rhythm of it. The more you play, the better you get. And he didn't play a lot in the preseason. I hate the way the NFL teams now approach the preseason. They sit everybody. Starters don't play. It's an annoying three-game stretch.
We agree, by the way. We are all talking like old schoolers with this new system because we look like we had a bunch of guys didn't play in the preseason the way they started. Will Campbell, fourth pick overall at tackle. Does he look like a fourth overall pick? He look all right?
Well, I'm used to fourth overall picks being quarterbacks or receivers or, you know, a pass rusher. You know, rarely do you take a guy like a Joe Alt 2 years ago at number three. We need a tackle, man. We're bad. You guys know we were bad at the tackle position the last 2 years. We're starting two rookies on that left side. So he and the kid Wilson from Georgia, and they, I thought, played better than the two veterans on the right side.
Wow.
Yep. There are a couple false starts of that, but they'll figure that out.
Hey, Christian Gonzalez, is he back this week? He's so good, man. He's had so many good games against the Dolphins. How's that looking?
I don't know. I mean, we're going on 6.5-7 weeks now with the hamstring. So,
oh boy,
you know, these soft tissue injuries, they suck, because, you know, you think a guy's coming back and then maybe he re-injures it. I don't know. I'd say it's 50-50 plays. I really don't know, though. He wasn't in practice yesterday.
Hey, so I was, one thing that surprised me about your game going back, Geno Smith had 9 pass plays over 20 yards. And your secondary has given us, even through the good days for the Dolphins, yeah, that secondary, your two safeties and your corners have had great success playing against us.
Yeah, they have. They have. But, like, we don't have Jonathan Jones anymore. You know, we're able to go down there, and I know he would take Tyreek Hill in the pass, and we'd try to double Waddle on the other side. You know, Marcus Jones is a really fast kid. I could see him getting on Tyreek this week. You know, they paid Carlton Davis $20 million to come here and play opposite Gonzalez. So I do think, though, when we get Gonzalez back, we'll play a lot more man. I don't see us playing that much man this week, which is good for you guys.
Hey, how about Kyle Duggar? There's a, by the way, you want to talk about, like, all-time Dolphin, like, that guy, I feel when he got that new contract, I was going, boy, the Dolphins had a lot to do with that. That guy was a tackling, interceptions. He was phenomenal. Is he getting back to 100%, or is he kind of getting phased to a little bit of a background now?
Yeah, I think he's close to 100%, but I think he's lost a little bit of a step. You know, he's played a lot of games. You know, he had surgery in the offseason on that ankle. It's just a scheme fit for him. You know, he and Peppers, I thought, were going to be, you know, sort of the two mainstays back there. And it's really the young rookie Woodson who's starting at safety. And, you know, he's playing pretty well. His fourth-round pick out of Cal.
Hey, what about Mike Vrabel and the personality of this team that he's trying to develop? You know, you've kind of got that reputation as a tough guy. And so what are you seeing out of what this team is going to be probably, you know, mid-season?
Yeah, Mike's an intense guy. He's a bit of a ball breaker. He reminds me a lot of Bill Parcells. I would compare him more. People try to compare him to Belichick. He's not Belichick. He's more Parcells-like. Sort of tries to motivate each individual guy. He mixes it up and practices.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Anyway, we lost
the coordinator. I'm sorry, you guys got me?
Yeah, we got you back. That's okay. We got you again. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's like Vrabel. He's a player's coach. you know, defensive guy, tough-minded. He's trying to instill the right type of culture here. And it's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight. Everybody thinks, oh, you're going to win 11 games this year. That's not going to happen.
Hey, by the way, I'll end it with this one. That stuff with Belichick and the team and Belichick, and now your scouts aren't allowed. I always think of you because you know Belichick as well as anybody doing the show all those years. Yep. So how do you handle that one? I'm just curious with the back and forth concerning how many games that guy's won and all the championships.
Honestly, I really don't get it. I think it's Bill being petty right now. You can't, you know, when they – ways here, you know, with the team, they offered his kids jobs here after it. Like, I just think this is a back and forth. He feels jaded. This is the way Bill acts. And he did this in a Super Bowl. Wouldn't play Malcolm Butler regardless of what the score was, you know, or how bad the defense was getting hurt. And we ended up losing it. So it's Bill being petty, and I don't like it.
Yeah. By the way, did you ever get to know the young girlfriend? Did you know about her or no? Did you know about that? Scott, were you holding out on me after all those years? Like, Bill's got a new secret there, man.
We're all surprised by everything that's going on.
All right? Scott. Hey, Scott. Hey, when things are so bad down here, brother, we have to do this.
I'll tell you more stories in the booth. And all the booths are coming down to
you. That sounds good. Hey, bud, thank you so much. God, appreciate it, man. We'll see you in a couple of days. Good talking to you.
I'll see you Sunday.
All right, bye. Man. Thank you. Scott Zolak, Patriots radio analyst.
You know, I the coach's show, he's doing that with that had to be tough with Belichick.
He did it the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's doing Vrabel. I know he and Vrabel.
You know, I actually saw that show a couple times. Actually, he was pretty good on it. Belichick was pretty good on that show.
You know, he did a radio show, too, like, for all the stuff.
Yeah.
He'd go on, and you know, he didn't always like what he hear, but he stuck with it. I don't know.
It's like anyway. Everyone else, when you pay you enough. And
right. That money, there's no question. There's no question about that. All right, hey, we got 9 o'clock hour. Bo and I got a lot of Dolphin stuff to get to. Don't go away. We are not skipping anything this morning. We got some thin positions right now. We'll get into that. And we'll get into all the stuff with the coach and looking ahead here to game two and what might happen, all that straight ahead. But
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.